Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
Back to The Stoners Next Door. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Maul.
I have an anonymous post by someone titled Stoning. Mm. It says, "It's been happening a lot as of late. I don't know what to think about it. So stoned. The couch and movies and munchies are just about all day. This will only lead to fat and not feel good physically with all that inactivity. There are moments of creative inspiration. It's a little more ADD.
I can sort of
I get really goofy, really introspective, but too much in my own head, and my own head is not always a good place.
Oh, I hear you, girl.
Once, though, I had thought I had recently was about the packaging of cookies.
Definitely,
yeah.
This person,
same brand.
If not, they same have to brand, remember. But, we need to have you on.
No, same brand, but one bag had all the cookies in a plastic tray, ready to snack on.
The other bag didn't.
No, the other I can't even see this now. I'm laughing so hard. The other bag, the cookies were sealed in a plastic wrapper, also with the tray, both in the big outer packaging bag. That blew my mind.
This is life changing. You know, we have a spur of the moment misconnection to the person who wrote this post.
Yeah.
If you could contact Aaron or myself, Maul, describe who we are, and we'll see if we can make a connection. Because I'm in love with whomever this is that posted this.
You are? Oh, okay.
I am so in love.
All right. Well, maybe you need to be a co-host.
they at least need to be a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right. So I can just picture that production line. And how the hell is the plastic wrapped and sealed?
It's such a good question.
Around two individual stacks of cookies on a tray into a bigger bag. That is a lot of work manufacturing these sold in high volume mass production. Then I'm eating them and I'm saying to myself, stop munching, man. I'm stoned. Doesn't that just like, isn't that an entire Seinfeld episode right there?
I recently ate a bag of potato chips with exactly the same thing going in my mind.
Right.
And I'm even telling myself, you've got to stop because you won't have any for your lunch tomorrow. Yeah. But I just couldn't.
We're three minutes into the show and we're talking about munchies.
I know. Great. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. We need to find that person. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know that impatience is not actually a virtue? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
To the asshole at the unnamed Mexican joint. I was finishing up my plate of tacos when you asked me if I could move to the countertop so you and your friend could sit at the top.
At the two top.
Yeah, seriously. That they were sitting in. Right? So your order wasn't even ready yet. And you could clearly see I was almost done with my meal. But no, you couldn't wait 3 or 4 minutes. The fuck? Of course I replied, no thanks, which was far more courteous than you deserved. You rolled your eyes and said, whatever. This is crazy.
Wow.
And then moved on to another solo diner and asked the same thing. Oh, I hate it when people do this. Like they do the single diner things.
Okay,
no.
But this is why I would not, you know what? This is what makes it worth paying a little bit more, if you can, to go somewhere a little nicer where you can just sit there and you don't have to worry about somebody freaking kicking you out.
Well, exactly.
And
that's just
everybody,
so wrong.
You know, everyone should be able to have a job where they're making a decent living and they're able to go somewhere where they're not, you know, where it's not all fast food. You should be able to go out and have a nice meal once in a while.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do.
That's just my
No, I'm.
That's my politicking for the day.
I am not going to argue with that with you. All right. What do you have next?
I have a couple things from Best of Next Door.
Oh, good.
One says, fuck your music.
All right.
Whoever has their shit cranked, shut the fuck up. And that was in some neighborhood.
Any neighborhood.
In some sort
of
city.
Sort of goes with just every possible
in
neighborhood.
In some city.
That just is a general rule.
There was another one that said, I'm quarantining, but I'm out of sugar for my coffee. If someone could stop by with a third of cup and sandwich baggie and leave it on my doorstep, that would be great.
What?
Please make sure to write not cocaine on the bag.
Get out.
Do you think that's for real?
That is the funniest. It's either genius or the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's either
please
like
to write not it's, cocaine.
It's
on the
probably
back.
This is code to their cocaine dealer.
Right. Right.
Because you just don't get 3/4 of a cup or whatever she asked for sugar. Bring the full goddamn cup or don't show
and
write up.
Not cocaine
and
on
don't
the
write,
bag.
No, this is not cocaine. Yeah. I love that. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have your self-defense.
Right. Because it
when
says so right there. How would you know? I mean, someone
like,
just,
hey, I just posted
put a bag
this and someone showed up and it was all there. I don't know.
I said, don't bring
came
cocaine. Okay.
So there's another one.
Okay.
It says, hi everyone. I'm Mary Ellen and I seriously dislike cotton candy grapes. I hate to think what kind of raisins or wine they would make. And also, I want the old Hershey Kisses commercial back. There's been enough modernization already.
Wow. Well, I can see how those two are connected. Someone's fucking nuts.
Well, and here's another one that's kind of along these same lines. And it was a poll someone took that said, should all neighbors be required to mow their lawn twice a week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Apparently, some people don't think it's important to keep their lawn up to a reasonable standard, like mowing or maybe pulling a few weeds. Maybe I'm just being a crazy woman, but I think we should take pride in our hood, and I'll let you decide. Okay. So let me tell you the results of the poll. It was yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
There were 582 votes.
Oh, wow.
And yes had 4% and no had 96%.
Well, for a number of reasons, for the old lady who's trying to be woke by saying, let's keep our hood, thinking she's, you know, got the lingo down for the kids. That is no way.
They don't care.
They just don't. Well, okay. I mean, seriously, there's points on both sides of that coin, but clearly the neighborhood hath spoketh. Okay. I've got these rants that are just funny that I've been finding. All right. I saw you, middle-aged lady at Dress for Success Seattle, as you arrived late to the key and pushed past an entire room of women who were waiting to get in. We all saw you because when you were told there was a line, you replied to the person who pointed this out. Chill out. I have a VIP ticket. And then proceeded to saunter up to the front of the line where you remained for the next 15 minutes until the doors opened without a care in the world, waiting to be let in first. Really? Why would you show your ass like that at a charity event?
Oh,
that is pretty bad.
Burn.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
What?
All of the women you cut in front of had the same VIP ticket, you fucking entitled piece of work.
Oh my.
If I wasn't such a class act, wow. I would have scratched you up by your snatched you up. I would have snatched you
I
up by your
I feel like I'm watching that Netflix show
print.
Baby.
It's true. It's snatched like, that's up by like, her leopard printed scarf and put her in a timeout. Darn it. She's not kidding.
So I have another one from Best of Next Door. It says, this was a note that was left on. Imagine you've just returned home from somewhere and you see this note on your front door.
I'm imagining.
All right. It says, dear neighbor, you just moved into the neighborhood a year ago, and I wanted to give you time to correct this problem on your own.
I love it.
But right. You're apparently too inconsiderate to do so.
Wow.
Every day this week, when weather has been nice and windows are open, you proceeded to let your small child run free in your backyard and laugh and giggle and carry on.
Are you kidding?
And
What a hoe bag. What the hell?
This is very disruptive for my two dogs and my bird who sits next to the window and like to look into your yard. Oh. Perhaps.
Come on. Now let's see. I would like to use your yard.
It must be a joke, right?
That's gotta be. Come on now.
It must be. And look into your yard.
Sorry, I'd like you not to use your yard so that I can have my dog and Perky watch it.
Perhaps you could ask him to tone it down a bit, or at least limit his outside time to 15 to 20 minutes a day so my dogs can be outside.
In a million years, I would start having parties. Every day is a birthday for that kid, and I would get bouncy houses and clowns and ponies.
So my dog could be outside without seeing him running around.
Oh, yeah, no.
This kind of behavior doesn't stop. I will call the police.
Oh, please do. Please call the police. Please call the police. And then neighbor, whoever you are who's being targeted by this freak show, call us in and let us know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to hear the end of that story.
Seriously. Please call the police. Okay, right. Well, I'm going to pop into some misconnections.
Okay.
I like them when they're really straightforward and there's just not a lot that you have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So this one just simply states, I want a baby. And then she goes on.
Really?
And she goes on. Okay. So I've been having this urge to have a baby. I don't have a partner and I don't want a partner. I want someone who will be willing to give me their sperm and I'll pay $200 for it and that's it. I won't need him to be a father. I won't need anything but sperm from him. The only thing I ask is that you get tested first.
Tested
I cannot
for what?
See
for what?
What could, well, I'm sure diseases.
And how do you connect with this person?
Yeah.
And
right.
What?
This is through Craigslist.
It's not even, that's not a misconnection.
I know.
Are you not, like you're misconnecting with his sperm? With some stranger's sperm?
First of all, this is
how
like.
How is that a misconnection?
I can't possibly see what could go wrong here. You're going to get some like crazy person.
No.
I mean, no.
Well, this.
Well, we've already. Can we just start that we have
stumbled across Craigslist and didn't know what they were looking at
exactly.
And just posted this random?
I think this is for like a whole different group.
Either that, or they knew we were looking at these things and they posted it there on purpose.
Just wanted to be heard.
Yeah, punk us.
I don't know.
It could be one or the other.
I don't know. Well, that was actually the reason I believe this is because it came out of Kaiser.
There was a car prowling in the Kearns neighborhood a few days ago, so people post a fair amount about their cars being broken into.
Catalytic converters.
Mostly that, although it's dropped off a little.
Yeah, I love it.
But still, like, car prowls in the middle of the night, and I'm seeing a lot of those. But this one was about a real jacked-looking minivan with the tarp on the right side and what looked like filled trash bags on the roof of the car stopped in front of my driveway. I was doom-scrolling in bed, and I heard, that's when you're laying in bed looking at, you know, the news, doom-scrolling.
Right.
And I heard about what sounded like a car door open and close, and I stared out my bedroom window at these people in this car, and I couldn't figure out what they looked like, but the driver was wearing a blue type hoodie thing with a headlamp, and my partner was peeping through the living room window trying to see what they look like and saw two people smoke from what looked like a bong, but from my angle, it looked like they were smoking meth.
Oh.
My spider senses were activated. Because this person, you know, obviously spidey senses.
Yeah.
My partner shone their phone flashlight at them and they peeled out of here.
Wow.
I didn't get the license plate, so maybe I was feeling adventurous, but I followed them down the street after warming my car up for a second, only to find the car in the middle of the road at 28th and Everett.
Get out. I then
saw the guy fumble from the shadows of the sidewalk and run back into the car. I couldn't make out what they looked like because they were very covered, but their pants were hanging low, showing light blue underwear. And then, okay, so,
we need a bolo.
All right. So we're like, we're in the middle of the scene. It's like super dramatic.
Right.
And you get up to like their underwear.
Wow.
And somebody even posts that as a reply to this whole thing and says, to thieves and prowlers, but I love your, I don't know what they look like, but I can describe their underwear.
And please, please don't get the license plate, whatever you do.
I mean, actually the license plate,
to,
what, no, to be fair, the license plate was in there. I just didn't want to read it.
Okay. Okay. I have another missed connection. This is out of Prineville. Mm-hmm. It's titled Lady Doing the Christmas Decorations, Prineville Courthouse. You were doing courthouse decorations. You were smoking hot. Get back to me. It's like, nice. Well, hopefully this person gets out on parole.
Right.
Well, are you coming into the courthouse or are you leaving the courthouse to notice the worker putting up the decorations?
Oh,
you might want to wait a minute on checking that one out. Let's give him 10 to 20. Yeah.
Let's think about that for just a second.
Seriously. Okay. You're the guy that rang me up at Think Geek today. I bought the Thor hammer and you suggested I buy the Santa bag to get a discount. I couldn't see a name badge, but I think you're very attractive. I am a late 40s guy. Have fun with that.
Late Thor. 40s.
I know. Buying a Thor hammer, I'm assuming for a grandson.
Aw.
Could be a kid though. Or a nephew maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what am I talking about? Could be a niece or granddaughter. Could be a girl.
So that's it for this week's edition, and I wanted to shout out some new members of our next door group, Jason in Rock Creek, Jay in Garden Home, Jen in Argay, Jennifer in Russell Wilkes, and Jessica in Montevilla Old Town. Good grief. Like, I'm having trouble reading these.
Well, it's kind of fun to see how many neighborhoods there are, right?
The, like, some of them, know, like, I know there's 95 neighborhoods and I know a lot of them, but some of them I don't.
Exactly. Hey, we want to also welcome Jessica in Redland, Jesse in Mount Tabor, Jessica in Portsmouth, Jim in Hayhurst, and Joe in Park Rose Heights. Thanks guys for joining our next door page. Go out and check out our Facebook page called The Stoners Next Door, aptly, and keep listening and let us know what's going on. Until next week.
Remember to send your favorite next door posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.